Today is Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I thought I would start out with a little Twitter action, some responses. So Baron Frosty on Twitter said, well, first of all, I had lots of different things from various people, but Gary had responded, so I want to make sure. Now I can't find them, Gary. There's so many things in here that you guys have mentioned. I'm looking. Oh my gosh, I can't find him. So Gary says he's never had olives stuffed with garlic in his refrigerator. Well, Gary, why? You're missing out. Look, olives stuffed with garlic are so good. Who doesn't like olives? Who doesn't like garlic? And then you put them together, it is so delicious. And it's very low in calories. It's very low in points. And, yeah. Last week, Gary says no, and today is no different, because I think I forgot in my intro to say, and today is no different. I'm so sorry, Gary. Sometimes I forget things. I'm getting old. And he also asked, did you go to Cathedral of Hope? Did you play in their orchestra? Yes and yes. You know, it's interesting because, probably not interesting at all, to be honest, but I went to Cathedral of Hope and I did play in their orchestra for a time. And I was going through a period of time where I was spending more time going out and clubbing and doing a lot of Turtle Creek Corral stuff. And I wasn't spending a lot of time practicing my trumpet. And I met some folks in the orchestra at Cathedral of Hope that were starting an orchestra. And so I joined that orchestra, and then I met some other folks that were starting a brass quintet. Well, I never had time to practice the brass quintet music. And so we would get together and it was hard music. It was quintet music. It was like a high school band director and a college professor and like all these people. And I was doing other stuff at this point in my life. Now, I'm a good trumpet player, but there are some things that you have to practice. And I was thinking, oh, this is just a little fun thing we're doing. And I would go but I would make a lot of mistakes because I wasn't practicing enough. But I didn't really think, you know, I thought, oh, this is just fun, you know, whatever, like we're no big deal, right? So after I had been in this orchestra for about a year, we had kind of stopped playing, and the director of the quintet, I had built a website for us and all this kind of stuff. And anyway, the director of the quintet had really stopped communicating with us. And so my partner at the time, Maddie, and I went to this event, and there I see my quintet playing, but with a different trumpet player. So they had replaced me and they didn't even tell me. Oh, I was so embarrassed and I was so mad. They could have at least told me, hey, Adam, you're not taking this seriously enough. You're not practicing. We need to replace you, right? So then I thought, oh my God, they think I suck. They hate me. You know, I had all these. Anyway, regardless, look, I'm a good trumpet player and, you know, and I practice now, but I was going through a period in my life where that just wasn't the most important thing to me, and it is what it is. So I got replaced in a quintet. I wonder if Alex Lefebvre still listens to this podcast. Alex, if you listen, I want your response to that, because I felt like, oh my God, I'm the worst trumpet player in the world. I've gotten kicked out of a quintet. They didn't even tell me. But I mean, you've heard recordings of me. I'm a good trumpet player. But again, I should have practiced a lot more. This was classical music and it was tough and it really needed hours and hours of practice and I wasn't doing it. Anyway, regardless, it was boring. I don't like those people. Baron Frosty says debt load to income ratio is one of the components of credit score because I talked about credit the other day and buying a house increases the numerator. Yeah, I mean, that would have been fine. Well, not fine. I don't like it that my credit score went down, but it's just interesting to me that what they're calling out is the age of my debt and not, oh, you had a huge increase in debt last year and that's why, you know, it went down. It's saying the age of my debt is causing the problem. I mean, 766 is not horrible, but I was over 800. Mark says an old photo, and he posts this photo that makes me want to stay on my diet because I was skinny. I was tan. I was in my cute little manga. Is it manga or manga? Anyway, t-shirt and my girl's jeans that I used to love. And Baron Frosty says that I have a nice basket. Thank you. So Dean Barney was replying to Mix Minus, but I'm going to read it because I did talk about this on yesterday's Geeky Gay. He says, totally with you on your views about invalidating demeaning vast groups of people just because you have different opinions. Very eloquent and well argued. Bravo. 74 million fellow Americans voted GOP, including Black, Asian, LGBTQ, and Pride 48 listeners, I'm sure. And look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not saying that. I'm not a Republican, but I'm just saying that I just feel like, you know, people have value. We can have different opinions, is what I'm saying. Baron Frosty says he saved $4 by canceling unused subscription and he's investing the money in the stock market. Look, I want to tell you guys. So I know I told you guys that I put some money in Robinhood. I'm now down $85. I have lost $85. Horrible. I should just stick to index funds. And Baron also says, I'm a wonderful, special person with so much value and integrity. Don't let anyone tell you different. And then he calls me garbage. Like the next tweet from him, he says, I'm trash. I don't understand it. But thank you, Baron, for both calling me all of those nice things and calling me a garbage heap. I don't. More tweets from Baron. He says the mask shame is real. Someone asked me yesterday why I still had a mask on. Why do I have to explain myself to some stranger? Why can't it be a polite hygiene thing like pooping? Oh, like popping a breath mint. Pooping a breath mint would be totally different. Yeah. You know, and then Archer says about mask wearing, the CDC isn't saying don't wear a mask. They're saying you can take it off if you're vaccinated. They're still encouraging people to wear the mask in places that still require it. Just a little FYI. And yeah, to both of you. Yes. What I'm saying is I've been wearing a mask all along and I felt judged because here in Arkansas, there were a lot of people that were not wearing a mask. And you get looked at, you know, you're wearing a mask. And I feel like people are like, oh, you're just a sheep. You're following, you know, all the people, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And then the CDC comes out and says, if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. And so I'm thinking, well, it's going to take some time to get used to not wearing a mask. So we should just pull off the Band-Aid and we should, you know, in reasonable situations, we should stop wearing a mask. If the business allows it, we're vaccinated, we're fine. But, and it should be okay because, you know, scientists and doctors and CDC are all saying that if you're vaccinated, you should be good. But I took it off and I felt judged. So it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, you put on your mask, people are judging you for wearing the mask, you take it off, and maybe no one's judging me at all, and it's all in my subconscious. It could be, or, you know, in my mind. Totally could. We all know I'm a people pleaser. And then Lamont says that he's living, Lamont Cranston says he's living the life of Geeky Gay. at the salsa factory, which is where he works. He's got a new big boss and spending days of work for one freaking PowerPoint slide. I know. Oh my gosh. I'm doing a pitch deck for one of my products. Now, my new manager is much better than my old one. But still, well, I mean, my old one is still there, but he hired someone to be in between us. I guess he couldn't stand us. So anyway, I like her a lot better, but we're still like, there are so many rounds of get feedback, and everyone's giving feedback, and then you have to go make changes a million times. And oh my God, I totally hear you. So yesterday, after I recorded, I had Throwing Down with Joe. It was kind of a depressing episode. I talked more about, you know, all humans being worthy. And I talked about an issue I'm dealing with my ex that, you know, you guys can listen to Throwing Down if you want to hear that. But it wasn't my normal bubbly self. And then I have to admit, I don't even want to admit this to everyone. I mean, I'm ashamed. You know, this is a partial week. We're going on a vacation, and this always happens. It always happens. Look, I didn't want to cook last night. We went for a walk. So I was good there. I did my exercise. But I just didn't want to cook. I did not want to cook. And in my defense, I was like, you know, Wendy's has a grilled chicken sandwich. I can get a grilled chicken sandwich. We're already out. We had to drive to the park to go for a walk. We didn't have to, but they have a nice trail that's paved. And so it's better than trying to walk around here because our neighborhood is not completely sidewalked yet. And so, plus, who wants to get to know their neighbors? I don't want to. Look, Fatty walks around, says hi to all his neighbors and all that kind of, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to see my neighbors. So we just go to a park and we use the trail, the little path. So we were already out. And so I was like, oh, we'll just go to Wendy's. I'll get a grilled chicken sandwich. No problem. The line at Wendy's was so long. And we sat there for 10 minutes before we moved 1 inch. And then another 5 minutes before we moved another inch. And there were still probably 5 cars in front of us. I was like, you know what? Screw it. And we went to a different fast food place. And I didn't get a grilled chicken sandwich because there wasn't one. I got a fried chicken sandwich. And then I thought, well, hell. If I'm already getting a fried chicken sandwich, which is totally not on my points, might as well get French fries as well. And then after I ate all that, I thought, well, hell, I've already ruined my day. I guess I'll have ice cream for dessert. Oh my God. Well, at least I had lost 24 pounds. I guess my downfall has started. No, I'm not giving up. I actually got, I think I told you guys, Weight Watchers is sending these little medals. And it seems like they're sending them for every 5 pounds. And so they sent me another medal. So now I have 2 medals. The thing, it was weird. I've lost 24 pounds, but the way Weight Watchers sees it is they look at the weight I was when I joined Weight Watchers. And the problem is I gained an additional 15 pounds or more, probably like 18 pounds over what I was when I first started Weight Watchers. And so I had to lose all of that 18 pounds before they started counting any of my weight loss. So even though I've lost 24 pounds, they didn't start counting it until I got to like 15 pounds lost. Or so, I guess I was 14 pounds. I went 14 pounds over. So yeah, now I've got 2 medals from Weight Watchers. I'm not giving up, but yesterday was not a good day. I also don't feel like cooking today. I don't know what I'm going to do. These vacation weeks, they are so hard to stay on my diet. I just don't feel like cooking. Anyway, we didn't really do anything else last night. We watched more American Idol and The Voice, and that was about it. And I got my certificate today. My course is complete for product management, so I'm good to go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.